This one's for you, Jennifer. Is it a bird?
Or is it a plane?
Doesn't it really matter, cause it's just a game? Will the boys be kings?
Or will the girls be queens?
Let's find out, cause it's 8:14! Is there going to be fireworks today on Thingamajiggy? It's bonfire night and it's Thingamajiggy. We're playing the game every day. The girls of Ayrshire going up against the guys of Ayrshire. And yesterday it was a win to the boys.
Unfortunately. So today I'm hoping for a win for the girls with a bang. Yeah. So today representing the girls of Ayrshire is Rachel Moore from Ayr. Rachel's 20. Morning, Rachel.
Morning.
And yesterday we had a teacher on the show, and today we've got a student primary teacher. Yay! So I'm hoping that you're going to be really good with your words as well, Rachel. Can you really help me out?
Me too.
You feeling nervous this morning?
A little bit, yeah.
All right, let's stay confident. Stay confident, we can do this.
Okay.
Here's how you play Thingamajiggy. It's pretty straightforward, 30 seconds on the clock. You just have to figure out the word I'm describing. If you don't know what word I'm talking about, shout Thingamajiggy and I'll move on to another word. We can only use Thingamajiggy once. Okie dokie?
Okie dokie.
Right, 30 seconds starts now. Right, Guy Fawkes, use this. You would use it to set off fireworks.
Gunpowder, no.
Yes.
Fire.
Yes, think about
it. Gunpowder.
Yes. It's a type of firework. You hold it in your hand. It's on the end
sparkler.
Of the... Yes. It's a loud noise. Bang. Bang. What?
Bang.
Yes. It's another loud noise. In fact, it's a character in Saved by the Bell years and years ago, if you remember that TV show.
What?
That's three. Oh, that's brilliant. Yeah.
The answer I was looking for there was Screech.
Screech.
How could you not know who Screech is?
The bell.
I never watched that.
That's a great description. Love that. Yeah, Screech was that wee dude in Saved by the Bell. Right, good luck, Rachel. Let's find out how Peter gets on. Peter Logue, he's 48 and he's from Dundonald and he's on day four. Peter, what are you up to for your bonfire night tonight?
I don't know yet, we'll see.
No, well, there's a rather big display happening in Kilmarnock.
Aye, I know, as every year.
You should get yourself along there. Right, OK, well, let's see how you get on. You know how the game works, and same rules apply, and you've got a score of three that Rachel got this morning to beat, and I'm told you're a wee bit nervous this morning.
Aye, pressure's starting to get to me.
All right, then.
That's a good thing.
Good luck. Three to beat, and remember, if you don't know the word or whatever, just say thingamajiggy, but you can only say thingamajiggy once, and we'll move on, all right?
Good man.
Okay, here we go. This is your 30 seconds. Okay, it's a type of firework.
Rocket.
Yeah, you got it bang on. This is a book about words. It sounds like a kind of dinosaur.
Dictionary.
No.
Thingamajig.
Oh, thingamajig. Right, okay. You use these to look at the stars. Big, long, thin thing.
Telescope.
Yes. Shopping something.
Trolley.
Not a trolley.
West.
Yeah, no, the wee square thing.
Basket.
Yeah, this is in Australia, a city.
Brisbane.
No, one, two,
it's
three.
It's a draw. It's a draw. Rachel, you're back tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay, you're back tomorrow. And the word I was looking for, your thingamajiggy, Peter, was a thesaurus. Sounds like a dinosaur. right, okay. What a ridiculous word. Thank you, Zoe.
No problem.
Right, okay. So, Peter,
you gave me the word screech, so come on.
Yeah. You're back tomorrow. You're all back tomorrow. Right, have a great bonfire. We'll speak to you in the morning, bright and early.
Cheers again.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.